This upcoming concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, that's WCB style, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges, and ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the Roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for the Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Alright, welcome back to the Survival and Basic Badass Podcast with Kevin and Chuck. Today, we're going to talk about what to do after there's a shooting. And I'm talking about present day, you know, the shit hasn't hit the fan, you're sitting at home with the wife on the couch, somebody kicks in the door and goes, "Surprise, motherfucker!" like that. And then you're like, "What?" And then you run and grab your handgun and you shoot him in the eye. That's what I'm talking about. Now, this is, I guess, the fear of every, you know, concealed carry guy or handgun owner or even shotgun owner out there is, you know, one day you may actually have to use your gun. And it's kind of a big deal when you do. There are a few states you can get away pretty good, Texas maybe, Florida. But you know what? Honestly, there's a good chance you're going to get arrested and even possibly taken to jail right away when there's been a shooting. Now, even if you're completely justified, somehow in America, I think it works that you're guilty until proven innocent. Is that right, Kevin?
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Isn't that in the Constitution? Mm-hmm. Guilty till proven innocent?
Yeah, that's how it works, right?
Okay. So, you know, that's the thing. I mean, I know here in New York, the state police will come. Well, they might not show up, but I don't know. Like, maybe the sheriff or somebody like that. The state police, they're usually like a good 3 or 4 hours away. But if you wait it out, they might come. And they're going to be concerned about what happened, and they might not necessarily take your side of things right out of the gate.
Right. Now, right off the bat, if you have to defend yourself in your home and you end up shooting somebody, that's a homicide.
Okay.
And that is a crime in most places. Every place in the United States, it's a crime. Now, you just have to determine whether or not in your state that's a crime that is justified, justifiable homicide, and it really depends on where you live. I mean, okay. Texas, you're good, dude. Florida, good. You know, any state with
now,
the castle
Texas,
doctrine.
Now, Texas, though, if he comes in with a sword, who's right then?
But, yeah, a lot of places, Massachusetts, Connecticut, New York State, you have to flee to the furthest part of your home before you can justifiably defend yourself. Right. So if they break in and start stealing all your TVs in your living room,
yeah, you can't just shoot them for that in New York.
Mm-hmm. But the real tricky thing is when you are justified and when you aren't justified, that's really up to the state. And it's up to what the cops think when they get there. I was talking to my lawyer. He said best bet is to call your lawyer immediately.
Immediately.
Then call the police. Don't tell the police you did that.
No.
Tell the police you called them right away after it happened.
You know they're going to take your cell phone. So
yeah,
what you
and
want
then
to do
say
is
I was
use
confused,
your kid's cell phone.
There was things happening. It's
use
okay
your
then.
Use cell phone yeah. to call the lawyer.
That's right. House phone, cell phone. It doesn't even matter.
All right.
Now, when the cops show up, everybody knows you need to shut your mouth. But it is okay to tell the police officers where the gun is.
All right.
And tell the police officers where the dead person is, or if you're a bad shot, where the injured person is.
Okay. Now, so, all right. So we don't want to be standing there holding the gun, waving it around when the cops show up. Probably
right,
not cool.
Right. Not a good move.
Might get shot in the armpit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that probably won't end well. All right. One of the keys we have here in New York is I feared for my life and I felt I was in immediate danger.
Mm-hmm.
Those might be good things to say.
No matter what state you're in.
Not he was taking my shit and I had to stop him. Uh-huh. That's a no-go in New York.
He was stealing my car and I had to curb stomp him. Not the way you want to address that situation.
No. So these are things you want to think about beforehand because these are panicked, stressful times. We do like the, I need my lawyer kind of answer. That's always a good one.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to just recklessly start babbling because you're frantic.
Right.
When you're excited and agitated, you'll say all kinds of things. And I'm not saying you would be like, oh, something stupid. I'm not saying you would deliberately incriminate yourself, but what I'm saying is you might not choose your words carefully. Because I know when I talk, and I'm sure you guys have heard it, I usually repeat the scenario four or five different ways to make sure that it's clear from every angle kind of thing.
Right.
And you might do that too. Oh, you know, this because of this. And you kind of build out a scenario, stop talking. That's not going to help
right.
you.
Right.
Save that for your lawyer to choose the best way to explain it. But, you know, you don't need to be a jerk either, you know?
Yeah, I was I was talking to a detective, and he said that about 90% of people that are trying to talk their way out of a situation talk themselves into jail.
Into jail. Yeah, no, that sounds right. Just don't talk. And, you know, you guys know I'm a big one for that. I talk all the way around everything. And, you know, I want to drive my point home.
Mm-hmm.
But don't do that. That's not the time. I feared for my life. And that's it. You know, that's all. You don't even have to be like, I shot him.
Mm-hmm.
You can just be like, I feared for my life.
Yeah. Don't even admit that you were the one with the gun. Wait for your lawyer to show up and say that that's okay to say. Or let your lawyer do all the talking. Better
now,
yet.
There's a lot of stories that you see on the internet and that you hear where, you know, you use your gun in home defense and things turn bad for you. There's stories of people getting arrested where they didn't even fire a shot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, somebody comes up and is banging on your door and you go to the door with your handgun, you're in your home, you mm-hmm. should be allowed to do that, this is America. But, you know, depending where you live, these things can end completely unfavorably.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
especially if you walk outside your home
you're
holding
thinking,
a handgun.
I'm in my yard and whatever. it can end badly.
Yeah.
So the thing is, too, it's all about how it's presented to the cops, how it's presented to a jury later. You know, sometimes it doesn't come to that, mm-hmm. but sometimes it does. And I got to say, there is nothing scarier than having the possibility of going away to jail, you know, hanging over your head after something horrible's happened. Right. You know, you were in traumatic danger. You just protected your children, your wife, yourself. And now, you know, all of a sudden you're the one in handcuffs. That's right. A scary feeling when you're in handcuffs and you know that there is, you know, people who are going to question and threaten you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're always, oh, let's quick make a deal, you know, all this. But a lawyer on your side who knows what's going on, who's dealt with gun crimes, can make all the difference. Now, a lawyer can be ridiculously expensive for something like this.
Right. You're looking at least $50,000 before you even go to a trial.
It's, you know, it's a ridiculous, you know, thing. And I'm not trying to scare you. I want to prepare you that, hey, this is a possibility. If you're a gun owner and you carry a gun around, this is something you need to be aware of.
Mm-hmm.
And really, anybody who protects their home, which honestly should be all of you. You know, it should be all of you with a gun in the house.
Mm-hmm.
You may not be a concealed carry every day, and, you know, where you live does affect, you know, what the right choices are. But bottom line, you should have a gun in your house. And if you do have a gun in your house, you're definitely at risk of something bad happening one day, mm-hmm. and you needing a lawyer.
Right.
That's a real possibility, and I know I don't want to shell out $50,000
mm-hmm.
or $100,000 or $200,000.
So, Chuck, what do we do about
this? What do we do? Well, I've been thinking about this a lot, and I've been hearing the commercials on the radio. A lot of the talk show guys are plugging USCCA, the concealed carry, and the NRA actually has one out called Carry Guard. And so, you know, I'm going to get in trouble with a bunch of you out there. I have mixed feelings about the NRA. The NRA does good things, and then they piss me off sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're freaking Harry Reid had an A rating from the NRA up until like 2 years ago.
Harry Reid?
Harry
Reid. Are you kidding me?
Who's not there anymore. But right until like his last year in office. An A? Really? That's not cool. Mm-hmm. And so the NRA was actually giving money. Not cool. But then again, they have Ted Nugent on the board. And then I'm like, oh, maybe the NRA is okay.
I actually went to the NRA convention in St. Louis. This is about five or six years ago. And Ted Nugent was there. Of course, I had to go hear him talk. And, man, you should have seen it. He came out, got his guitar, started shredding shit, and it was so loud, anybody over 50 was just running for the doors.
Right.
Just panicked and ran for it. But, man, he was pretty impressive.
He was
pretty impressive.
At some point in there, you did say, oh, that's why they call him the Motor City Madman.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, no, he went out with two automatic weapons on the stage and said, we don't have to worry about anything because these are loaded. Just kidding. They're not really loaded, but they are.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about. Motor City Madman. So I did some research. And basically, it's not that much. They offer, it's like $10 a month.
Mm-hmm.
And it was funny. I went to my wife and she was like, oh, what are you guys doing the podcast on? And I was like, oh, you know, we're going to talk about the, you know, insurance for concealed carry. And she was like, well, what are you talking about? And I explained to her, you know, oh, well, basically, if you get arrested, they cover your legal fees is the idea.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, well, how much is that? And I was like, oh, about $10-$13 a month. And she's like, oh, well, you have that? And I was like, no. She's like, what the hell's wrong with you? She's like, why wouldn't we be covered for something like that? You're always waving the gun around.
Uh-huh. I mean, that's a good woman right there. That's a keeper.
And I was like, oh, yeah, I should get on that. Yeah. Let me sign up and set that up for us. And she's like, yeah. She's like, the hell, we're going to be paying legal fees for forever. And she's like, you know, it's just a matter of time before you shoot somebody.
Yeah, no, it's happened more than once when I've shown up at Chuck's house and he's on the deck with an AR-15.
Well, sure, that might happen. But I mean, come on.
It's not uncommon for Chuck to just be wandering around his yard with an assault weapon. It's not really an assault rifle.
Well, as long as it's registered in New York, it's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, no problems. Everyone, stay calm.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, basically, I got into it, and I decided I'd look at, you know, what does the USCCA offer versus the NRA?
So you did a comparison.
I did a side-by-side comparison.
All right.
Now, the two that I did the breakdown, I went with, like, the premium packages.
Okay.
All right? Now, they both offer lesser versions. I'll kind of give you a quick rundown on those at the end here. But work with me. This is premium. Now, what premium is $30 a month. For USCCA, it's $30 a month. And NRA, it's $31.95.
All right.
All right? So that's what we're looking at.
So I'm assuming that the NRA offers more protection.
You would think that.
Not the case?
Not the case today. So, turns out, the NRA will cover $1 million for the entire year. Limit applies to all occurrences in a calendar year. So, $1 million total.
No matter how many people you shoot.
Right.
Okay.
If you shoot 10 people, just $1 million. Now, the USCCA does $1.125 million per incident.
Ooh, so you can be shooting everybody that comes in your house.
Everybody. Now, so when does the financial benefit begin? The minute you call, no charges need to be filed for you to be covered to use their lawyers. And they'll pay for the lawyer. It doesn't have to be their lawyers, right? And they answer 24/7. You can call them up and be like, I just shot somebody. What do I do?
Mm-hmm.
That's like the I'm calling my lawyer call.
Yeah, right
that,
there.
That Cover. Works. So the NRA will only cover you after criminal charges are filed. Now, I got to say, having the assurance that you can talk to an attorney to guide you through our charges going to be filed.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, you might be able to avoid the whole thing if you, you know, be a little preemptive and get the right lawyer on your side right That's away. Right. So what's the payout method? USCCA, 100% upfront. The lawyer says, lawyers, I need this much, they
That's
pay.
That's how much they pay. All right.
The NRA, 20% upfront, 80% reimbursement post-trial. Only if you're found not guilty. What?
So what if they send
That's
a crappy
not even
lawyer?
Insurance. Exactly. I mean, we all know that when you are in a shooting incident. I was good the first time.
Yeah,
see,
you
I
had
need
it.
To put down the beers.
Mm-hmm.
All right. When you're in a shooting incident, there's a chance you'll be found guilty anyway.
Yeah.
You could be 100% in the right.
Mm-hmm.
What was it? There was a guy, my boss was always telling me this story. Guy's out in the woods and he, I guess, had trouble. He actually, had to, fight off a bear one time.
Okay.
And he hangs out in the woods all the time. So he always goes out with his .45 with hollow points.
All right.
Cause he's like, oh, if I come across a bear again, I don't want to be stuck.
Right.
So a guy comes out and apparently is protecting his marijuana fields and is like, oh, you're here, and sends his dogs out to attack him. Guy shoots the dogs because they're coming at him and going to kill him. And the guy's yelling, you know, kill that guy, whatever. The guy takes a gun and starts shooting at him. He shoots back. gets found guilty because he had hollow points, and you would only have hollow points if you were going out to kill somebody. See? That's how it works.
Yep, they got you.
But I mean, that's my point, is just the fact that you're found guilty doesn't mean that you were necessarily wrong.
Right. And well, the truth is he was found guilty, but he's not dead.
He's not dead. But the thing is, these things could go either way. So all of a sudden your family's on the hook and they're not paying out the rest of the money.
Right.
Because
now you're in jail, the one that makes the money, you're in prison, and your family's stuck with this this massive debt of paying your lawyer off. Doesn't sound like the NRA is the way to go.
Yeah. So next thing they have listed is, when does coverage begin? USCCA? Immediately.
Immediately.
NRA? The following day. Because why would you want to be covered on that day?
Mm-hmm.
That's not going to be a trying time where you need a lawyer. All right. Access to annual plan improvements. So if they update the plan, you're covered immediately. The NRA, you have to activate the new plan for improvements to take effect. So that means you have to like sign off on any changes kind of thing for improvements. They have a free magazine. I don't really care about that. But I will have to point out the USCCA does give you a magazine twice as often. I don't know if that's an incentive for you. It's not really for me. I could give a crap. Money back guarantee. I don't know how you get a money back guarantee on insurance.
I don't know either.
That sounds a little suspicious, but they do offer a money back guarantee with the USCCA.
So if you do have to shoot an intruder and they don't pay out, you get your $13 back?
That's what I'm wondering. I mean, that's what I feel like, right? They say, are all legal weapons covered? Firearm, knife, baseball bat, club, fists. Ooh, fists, because, you know, they're deadly weapons.
I had to register my hands.
Oh, we're idiots. And it says, all other weapons of opportunity. So those are all going to, you're going to be protected with USCCA.
All right.
The NRA, no.
No,
just firearms. All right. Am I covered if I'm in a gun-free zone?
I don't even know what a gun-free zone is.
Well, USCCA says, no problem. We got your back.
Got your back. All right.
The NRA, not so much. You shouldn't have brought that gun to the post office. The hell were you thinking,
post office?
Is my spouse covered? Now that's weird. I wouldn't necessarily cover my spouse. But the spouse is covered in the primary residence or while traveling. Like while you're together kind of thing.
Okay.
RV, hotel, second home. Well, I don't even think she has to be with you.
Okay.
Spouse,
so it's just you and your spouse.
Is covered in the primary residence only from the NRA. I don't fault them on that. That's mm-hmm. legitimate.
Get
you know,
own
whatever.
Damn insurance.
Exactly. How big is the attorney network? 525 plus network attorneys call it, covering all 50 states, 265 plus critical response team attorneys, and that's on call 24/7, 365.
Mm-hmm.
The NRA doesn't say, so I don't know. So I can't badmouth them. Are there military, law enforcement, or group discounts? USCCA, another win. Is there firearm theft liability protection? Yes, that kind of seems outside the scope a little bit, but, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to cover it, I'll take it, right? Is their defense against domestic violence covered? Yes, but that's what it should be. I mean, that's the point of all this.
Mm-hmm.
The NRA, no.
Really?
So how the hell? What are you covering me for?
So if your husband is beating the shit out of you, and you retreat into the bedroom,
right?
Lock
the
door.
And you're an 80-pound girl.
And he kicks the door in.
You get your gun. He kicks his foot through the door, one foot at a time. Bang! And then his fists are smashing on the top, and he breaks away the middle. And he goes, if you shoot me, you're not going to be covered.
Here's Johnny.
You're going to jail. That's ridiculous. Will I have 24/7 access to the members only hotline for incidents? Now, both of them do offer that, so that's cool.
24-hour a day.
Who is going to answer the phone? Your call is at USCCA is immediately answered by a trained crisis professional 24/7, 365.
Mm-hmm.
The NRA, Lockton Insurance, will answer from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday.
Okay.
I always shoot people happens. On the weekend. Yeah, so what the hell?
7 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Oh, off-hours calls go to Gibson Communications, which is like my answering service from where I work.
Right, yeah.
Where they're like, yeah.
All right, well, relay that message tomorrow.
And you're like, wait, can you stop speaking? I can't understand you. I don't know. Or, I was going to say something probably hurtful and mean. So
mean-spirited.
That was why I had to quiet down there for a minute. The only upside, the $30 a month, does get you an NRA membership for the year.
Okay, all right there. That's a difference there.
And NRA membership is $25. Mm-hmm. So,
do you want an NRA membership? Because I'm not an NRA member.
I'll be honest
with you, I'm not.
I was an NRA member for a while, and I know some of you are probably getting annoyed. Oh, Chuck, it's not right. You like guns and you're not a member of the NRA. They keep pissing me off.
Mm-hmm.
The only way I would consider it, and it sucks because they had the promotion for a long time where they were doing the $500 for the life membership.
The lifetime membership.
And I didn't do it. Mm-hmm. And now I'm like, I would do lifetime membership because at the time I didn't know. And now I know. When you're in a NRA life member, you get to vote for board members.
Okay.
You get to keep people like Ted Nugent, and you get to get rid of people like Grover Norquist and some other morons who are in there,
mm-hmm.
who are not looking out for our best interests.
Right.
Now,
who are saying that
Wayne LaPierre, freaking awesome. I think he's a great guy. Every time I heard him speak, I'm thinking I'm completely in agreement with this guy.
Mm-hmm.
So don't get me wrong. Charlton Heston, I mean, come on.
Yeah, who didn't love Charlton
Heston? The NRA has that radio show, whatever they used to on Sirius that I used to listen to with Cam and whatever. He mm-hmm. was great. I love that guy. He's awesome. But I don't know that I want to give him my money. The only thing I want to do is put more people on the board who think like me.
Right.
So that's my stance on that. I mean, you guys can send some hate mail. I don't know. Whatever you got to do. And the last thing, how much self-defense incident management experience do you have? Oh. So the NRA has been doing it less than a year now. These people have 6 years and hundreds of cases. I don't know. Whatever. If you got a lawyer, they know what they're doing. I'm not so worried about that because I assume they hire lawyers that have more than 1 month experience.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not trying to be too biased here, but when you tell me that I got to win the case, the NRA loses out hard on that one, mm-hmm. I got to tell you.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty big.
That's kind of a... Because, you know, if it was a sure thing, I wouldn't even bother with a lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
If it was obvious that I'm innocent... Oh, screw it. I don't need a lawyer. Because juries always find the right way, right? That's always been the way it's worked.
Always the case.
I mean, OJ, he was... Oh.
Yeah, he didn't kill those people. That wasn't his DNA. Oh,
okay.
No, never mind.
Oh, right.
Never
yeah,
mind.
No.
Yeah, it was his DNA.
My mistake. You know, whatever. It's just, you know, I don't know. I didn't want to do a huge commercial for the USCCA. But the more I looked into it, I was like, man, these guys are awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I got to tell my people about this, you know?
Yeah.
And that's kind of how I felt. Like, man, it would really suck. And I got to say, like, I'm willing to pay $13 a month for this when I'm not willing to pay $10 a month for LifeLock
mm-hmm.
or something like that.
Right.
I can only throw money at so many things.
Mm-hmm.
This is kind of a big one that can go horribly wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're like, oh, well, your credit score. Oh, my God. Whatever. Whatever. I don't need to buy anything again. And if I didn't buy the crap, come and get it, you know?
Yeah.
Whatever. That's always kind of been my philosophy on, what do I need a credit score for? I pay cash and whatever. And people are like, can't buy a house, can't buy a car. But yeah, you can.
Yeah,
it turns out.
Yep.
You don't need a mortgage to buy a house.
Mm-hmm.
You may need a little patience. Maybe you can't buy a house at 20 without a mortgage.
Right, that's true.
But I do have a kid who probably by 23 could buy a house without a mortgage and without any special earning powers over anybody else.
Yep. My house has no mortgage on it. Never had a mortgage on it.
All right. You're cooler than the rest of us. Let's not get too cocky.
I'm cooler than most people.
Yeah, exactly. You win. You're my hero. Whatever. But, I mean, that's the bottom line. Something like that. In our crazy world with our crazy laws and our crazy government, it's not a bad thing. I'm just saying might be something to think about.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not trying to push anybody into anything. I just wanted you to be aware of it. It's something I thought deserved a half hour of attention.
Yeah.
It's important. You know, we're preppers. Preppers are supposed to be prepared, right?
That's right. We're not always prepping for the apocalypse.
No.
We should be prepping for the events that are likely to happen, any sort of event.
And you know, it's just one of those things that if it goes wrong,
it can go real wrong. Yeah.
And you get scared. So
no risk, high consequence.
Now I did set up an affiliate link because I mean, why wouldn't you want to support the badass, right?
Right.
I mean, so if you go to badasscarry.com,
badasscarry.com.
Now how do you spell that?
Just like a badass.
All right.
Just like Carrie, BadassCarry.com.
All right.
BadassCarry.com.
I'm going to put a link in the show notes and we can, you know, like I said, if you guys want to, you know, look into that, wouldn't hurt if you used our link and checked it out.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, it's something real. It's something that actually could make a big difference in your life.
Yeah. And $13 a month. For basic coverage is not bad. Even $30 a month isn't bad. Now, we got an email.
Okay, who was that?
That was Chris. He said, I was thinking, I listened to some other podcasts, Trader.
I know, right? Who the heck is listening to other podcasts?
And thought, why don't they do an email episode? So what I...
And what does that mean exactly? What's an email episode?
Email would be, you know, you guys send us in your emails, your questions, and we'll read the email on the show, and then see if we can come up with some good ideas for you.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to send us, you know, email in some questions, you know, we could do an episode in a few weeks on that. The only reason I wouldn't do it next week is because between when the show comes out and when we record the next episode, there's only a few days in between there. So I want to give everybody a chance to get their emails in.
No, you're pretty thoughtful.
I'm a thoughtful guy.
Actually, when you say it, yeah. So there'll be one episode in between this one and the one that we do. But, yeah. No,
yeah, if you email in the questions. So that was
now, what type of questions? What are you talking about?
Any question, man. It's
like stump a prepper?
Open game, yeah. Stump a chump.
Stump a chump?
Yep, open game here. So I think that's a pretty good idea. So if you guys want to email us in questions, give us a hard time about see what we can figure out for you. Let us know. BasicBadass at...
Oh, dude, you're killing me. PreppingBadass@gmail.com.
PreppingBadass@gmail.com. All right. You got me there. I had a brain fart.
It does happen.
Mm-hmm. So, if you want to email us your questions, you can email us and, you know, we'll see if we can get to the bottom of your query.
Query.
It's a big word.
I like to throw it the wife, be like, oh, is that a college word?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it sounds right. So, I did check it out. The, USCCA, it's $13 a month, like we were thinking. That gives you $300,000 in protection.
Okay.
So that buys you a lot of lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm looking at. That's my move is the $13 a month. 22 a month, they have 575. And for the 30 a month is, you know, the 1.15.
All right.
But you get all those same benefits at 13 a month. And 300 grand should take you pretty far.
Yeah.
I mean, I gotta tell
you. And we're
not
sponsored by any of these companies. These aren't companies that are giving us money to talk about them. We're just looking for the best bet for you guys.
Right, but when I found the best bet, I did set it up. We get a little kickback if you
go to our our website and use it.
If you go to, what is it? BadassCarry.com?
BadassCarry.com.
All right.
So if you want to get hooked up, hook it up, and keep us in mind. Now,
there's
been a lot going on in the news lately.
Tell me about the news.
Well, Donald Trump was just at the UN.
All right.
Talking at the UN. Big news. He was talking smack. Loved it.
Loved it.
Can't stand Donald Trump, but
yeah,
gotta say he came through on that. Even though he was a major disappointment last week, when
you check this out today later, or
yeah, listen to a couple of snippets of it.
Nice.
And calling Kim Jong Un Rocket Man.
Now he did point out that Venezuela. He's like, oh. You know, it's not that they did a poor job trying out socialism. It's that they executed it successfully, and that's why
what happens when
people are waiting in line for food and toilet paper.
Right.
And I can't help but note that the rest of the UN was nothing but silence.
Mm-hmm.
Turns out the rest of the world, like 70% of the world, is down with socialism.
Right, right. Either socialist or right on the edge.
Well, socialism, communism, fascism.
Yeah. Well, you got
we put all our crap together, and mm-hmm. then I'll be in charge of you, and I'll give it out.
Right, right.
You give me all your stuff.
You give me all your stuff, and I'll let you have it back.
I'll let you have some of it back. Yep. You know, maybe a written request, whatever. But no, he stepped up his game with that. I was impressed.
Mm-hmm. Not so impressed with the DARPA situation, but I'm going to let that lie. That's
There's
up
a
to
lot
all
of
you guys that were
that
chanting,
not...
build the wall, build the wall. I'll let you guys decide what you think about that one.
All right. You got a little rage, you know, that's all I'm saying.
I can't understand why he's still orange. Nobody told him yet. Did nobody say, listen, dude, everybody thinks that you look orange. You need to knock that shit off.
Put
nobody
some said filters on the camera, something.
Jesus.
It's got to be some makeup that could take care of that.
Keratosis is what it is.
That's
a disease when you ingest too much vitamin A.
Mm.
Yeah,
vitamin A.
You turn orange. Your skin pigment changes. Too much squash and carrots, maybe. Maybe that's the problem.
All right. You know, we all have problems in life.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds right. So, anyway, if you enjoyed this episode, you enjoy maybe other episodes. Maybe it was the last episode you really enjoyed.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe three episodes back. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know which one.
Who knows?
I mean, who knows? It's a total roll of the dice. But if you do enjoy these episodes, you might want to head over to iTunes and leave a review over there and hit the subscribe button while you're there.
You guys should all go over to the iTunes and look at the other comments there.
Wait, not the one where they call us hurtful things.
There was somebody that said that we were talking about Brokeback Mountain and Vaseline.
Yeah, yeah.
And I thought, like, to me, that was just fucking hilarious. That was so amazing that he was offended by that. It makes me think that he's, like, he's a little worried that dicks taste awesome. If that's something that's offensive to you, maybe you've got an underlying issue.
That dude isn't still listening to our podcast.
Not anymore. But hey, listen, I really appreciated that one. I mean, if you guys want to go through and just scroll through and read some of the reviews,
I cried
that
for
one was
a short
a winner.
Time after that.
That one was a winner.
All right. I mean, if that's the way you see it.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, man. I mean, some of the reviews are pretty entertaining.
Now, maybe you're thinking, well, maybe I just go over to Patreon and hook these guys up that way.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you know, I'm gonna allow that, or maybe you go to badasscarry.com and you sign up for some handgun insurance, something that pays you back a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying, these things are out there. We got you covered. Or maybe. No, that's it. That's all I got. I don't know. Anyway, so we really appreciate you guys listening. You've been sticking it out here for a while. We're somewhere around 96, 97 episodes, nearing 100. I don't know.
Yeah, we might have to do a
maybe
special
100 will be the email episode.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll look into that. I'm not sure, really. I have to do math and take my shoes off. I don't know what's happening.
We'll have to get some emails first. We have to get a good stockpile of emails. So email your questions in. The sooner the better. We'll see if we can get some things straightened out for you guys. I know we got an email from Kat last week.
A lot of emails this week.
Yeah, there's quite a few. So I think she's wanting us to do an episode on how single women can go about defending themselves in a better way.
Well, maybe some of you guys that are just a little bit smaller.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
You know who you are out there.
You know who you are. she's no, also talking about taking care of elderly parents, you know, an elderly family member. When things go bad, you know, it can be difficult for somebody that's in their 70s or 80s when there's no air conditioning and no heat, you know. So maybe that's something we'll have to get into, too.
So we're on it.
We're on it.
You don't sweat. Nobody worry. We got you covered. So with that, stay safe, and we'll talk to you guys next week.